All right, let's take a look at the follies of evolution. The theory of evolution, organic evolution, has never been observed. Here's a topic we have mentioned in the past and kind of used it as an illustration, and that is our lesson number 10, distinct types of animals. What I have mentioned in the past is evolution happened. One would expect to see gradual transitions among many living things. For example, variations of dogs might blend in with variations of cats. They're just one species turning into another. We would expect to find general animal characteristics, not specific, you know, a tiger and leopard, but just general characteristics. For instance, there should be a general four-footed animal somewhere between dogs and cats. Larger creatures would exist somewhere between dogs and tigers. We don't see any of that. In fact, some animals, such as the duck-billed platypus, have organs totally unrelated to their alleged evolutionary ancestors. Isn't that a cute little guy? Duck-billed platypus. The platypus has fur, is warm-blooded, suckles its young as do mammals. It lays leathery eggs, has a single ventral opening for elimination, for mating, for birth, and has claws and a shoulder girdle as most reptiles do. The platypus can detect electrical currents, AC and DC, as some fish can, the electric eel, for instance, and others, and has a bill somewhat like that of a duck, a bird. It has webbed forefeet like those of an otter and a flat tail like that of a beaver. The male platypus can inject poisonous venom like a pit viper. These are fingertips. Can you see that thumbnail? Holding a little egg and a little platypus popping out. The story is told that the man who first saw this from England, I don't think he could take a photograph, but he drew pictures and took it back to England. And they mocked him and laughed at him because it's impossible. You know, you can't have a mix and match animal like that. A patchwork animal. But such animals exist. Such patchwork animals and plants called mosaics have no logical place on the so-called evolutionary tree. We should be able to see, if evolution was true, you know, steps along the way. We see none of the steps. And then we see some animal like this that's completely off the stair step altogether. There is no direct evidence of any major group of animals or plants arose from any other major group. You see the relationships between, within the group, microevolution, things change from outside influences, change how they live. But there is no, and this is just flat, no direct evidence. It's just theory. This entire thing is built on the theory that it had to happen or else there'd be a God, and we can't have that. Dean H. Kenyon, professor of biology, San Francisco State University, in an affidavit presented to the U.S. Supreme Court, brief of appellates, prepared under the direction of William J. Gust, Jr., Attorney General of the State of Louisiana, October 1985, fairly recently. All right, last century, but fairly recent. Quote, "And let us dispose of a common misconception. The complete transmutation of even one animal species into a different species has never been directly observed either in the laboratory or in the field." Absent. No direct evidence. Kenyon wrote a book, Advancing Evolution, but then he repudiated that earlier book and said, I've chased it to the end and it can't be. Austin H. Clark, an article called Animal Evolution in the Quarterly Review of Biology, December 1928, said, "Thus, so far as concerned the major group of animals, the creationists seem to have the better of the argument. There is not the slightest evidence that any one of the major groups arose from any other. Each is a special animal complex related more or less closely to all the rest, and appearing therefore as a special and distinct creation. Charles Darwin, Life and Letters of Charles Darwin, said, when we descend to details, he's admitting privately in a letter, we cannot prove that a single species has changed, nor can we prove that the supposed changes are beneficial, which is the groundwork of the theory that he's talking about of evolution. He says that's the groundwork of it, and we can't prove that. So just skip over the proof, and let's just go right to the theory. Michael Denton, in his book, Evolution, A Theory in Crisis, 1985, said, the fact that all the individual species must be stationed at the extreme periphery of such logic, evolutionary trees merely emphasize the fact that the order of nature betrays no hint of natural evolutionary sequential arrangements. What he's saying there is these animals are perfect in their way. So they're at the extreme of that evolutionary progress, see? This is how that looks when it's done. We don't have any of those that are imperfect. We just have the ones that are done. So he says, revealing species to be related as sisters or cousins, but never as ancestors and descendants, as is required by evolution. And he put that emphasis in the original. Species then are observed only going out of existence, the extinctions, never coming into existence. Stephen M. Stanley, the new evolutionary timetable, said no human has ever seen a new species form in nature. We've been at this for over 100 years. 100 years of them telling us that this has to be true, looking desperately for evidences, and they have found none. So, don't let an evolutionist tell you that you just believe in faith and they believe in fact. Not so. All right, any comments or questions? Yes, the ape man in the back. No, just kidding. Yes.
I was just going to say that the theory of Darwin that he put out there, there have been lots of people before him that tried to make the case that this all evolved. And so I think we've been at it for a lot longer than 150
yes.
years.
Yes. What had happened is that when he brought it out, there was waiting a group of so-called science-oriented people or philosophy-oriented that were ready to dispose of the doctrine of creation. The world had turned in the Enlightenment, the Age of Reason. They had turned away from what they were calling superstition, which in a lot of ways Roman Catholicism had turned to superstition during the Dark Ages. We're just repeating things. All of your, vampires arose, idea of them, arose under Greek Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism. The idea that souls can be hid away in purgatory and so on, and then come back. All of these things that are not in the Bible at all. The whole idea of Black Sabbath and of the upside-down cross and saying the Lord's Prayer backwards, signs of Satan worship, this is all just anti-Romanism, you see. This is taking their ritual and turning it upside down. This is mocking it. And the reason for it was that they wanted to live loosely. They wanted to live without people telling them what they couldn't do. And so they would start their own religion. It was big. The Hellfire club in England was supposedly a satanic thing, but really it was all about having and giving into your lusts. And of course they threatened, you know, you were threatened with death if you divulged who was a member and all that, because they would lose everything if decent people knew who was doing that. So when they were turning from superstition, they ended up turning from the Bible, which was the false thing. Earlier on, the scientific world was governed by people who believed that there was a God and that he had made things and that the world made sense because it was created by God. And so they argued that this universe would need to make sense. Einstein himself used the phrase that God doesn't roll dice. And by this he meant that the universe is telling us that there is an order rather than randomness. Though he was a Jewish man who rejected his Jewishness and certainly was not a Christian. All right, thank you for that. Dave saying that evolution, and you have to understand that evolution is anything other than creation. So, that, you know, back in the ancient Greeks, before they were reached with the Bible, they were talking about some kind of evolution. They didn't call it evolution, but one man had it figured out that things began with male humans, and then the first act of devolution was woman, and then from there came down other animals. So he had it just backwards from the way they think of it today. So you'll find the evidences of this all around. It's just whenever they didn't know or rejected the idea of creation.